I started recording. I gotta do like a triple round of applause because Fax is finally fucking back.
Hey, I'm back. I'm back. Like I never fucking left.
This is episode 40. It's fucking Frost Talk.
Oh, 40. That's a good number.
40. It's Jay and Fax. We going 40.
I might get me a 40 now. It's only right.
Yeah. Hey, man. You in New York now, though.
Let me tell you my experience in Philly.
Talk to me.
Philly is unique in a way where I don't want to be a part of no more. I'm going to tell you that right fucking now, son. You feel me? I think Meek did the most best thing ever.
Get out of Philly?
Get the fuck out of Philly, son. That's not a place to be at, son. For some reason, man, the environment, the aura is just so different. So, like, it's not that New York vibe. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Once a New Yorker, always a New Yorker.
Yeah, that's a fucking fact, man. That's a fact.
But now Fax is back.
Can't wait to make some music and all that, bro.
New music coming.
New music definitely.
That when that slow wine comes out, bro.
I think that's gonna be a jumper, bro. I think that's really gonna be a jumper.
I think that's gonna be filthy time.
Oh man.
Yikes.
Y'all love that shit, man.
Follow Fax at your boy underscore Fax.
Of course, at your boy underscore
Fax.
You know, regular degular. Only on Instagram. You ever see me on anywhere else? That's not me. You're getting played. Being honest, you're getting played.
Fax, a.k.a. he probably took down your bitch before you did.
That's sad, true.
Fax, a.k.a. sloppy, messy ass nigga. Fuck your girl when you texting her.
This guy, he's, I don't know what he's talking about
you
now.
Make Fax, a.k.a. make the bitches cry on IG Live.
That's one time.
Fax, a.k.a.
Tell it's a lot of AKAs on my ass, you know what I'm saying? Lonnie over here, he good too, you heard? He good too.
I'm a good person.
He a good person.
I'm a nice Samaritan, I'm wholesome.
Anything else? That's what I thought.
I love women. Equal rights, yes.
Oh, man. Equal rights, huh? I think I'm more equal rights than anybody in this motherfucker.
Hey, man, I feel like it's equal rights. If you could throw a punch, you could take a punch.
Very true.
Wait.
Very, very true.
That was a joke.
That was a joke?
You're up.
Whenever we go crazy, I hate.
You're up.
So that saves us. So if we say some crazy shit, we could just be like.
You're up.
That's it. Perfect. I didn't even know that. I could have used that before then.
You ain't said nothing crazy. We could talk about crazy. I don't know if you want to go into the. Like last episode, we started off with some shit. So I don't want to go into that right now.
Damn, man. What episode was that? Episode 2, 3?
I'm saying last episode we did, we talked about a lot of pest control and rats starting it off. So we could jump into that later if you want.
Oh my God. Me personally, I'm going to say this once.
Or we could jump into it right now.
I ain't gonna say it one more time. I'm never going to be a Tekashi listener. I don't know how the fuck New York is actually listening to this nigga.
I don't think it's just New York.
I don't give a fuck. I'm talking about New York and New York only. I don't know why the fuck we listening to this nigga. I'm going to be honest with y'all niggas. This nigga broke so many motherfucking codes. And y'all keep on saying, yo, bro, you for being mom. You can't think that. I really don't give a fuck, bro. Like, you should know what it is, man. My mom didn't raise no fool. So if I'm in that type of position, best believe, nigga, I'm already know what up. I'm not even going to put myself in that position. You feel me? Like, you can tell what the vibes is. This nigga wanted to portray himself as a get the blicky off, blicky sticky sticky on. He ain't no sticky blicky wicky.
Nah, my biggest thing is when he tries to defend himself, playing the victim. You was putting hits out on niggas though.
He was putting hits out.
Yeah, bro. He's always on video putting like two hits out. One on Trippie Redd and his cousin, I think. And one was on Chief Keef's cousin. Like, he is on video doing it. So you can't tell me you're a victim when you're putting hits out on people. You know.
I thought that was him trolling to the max.
Bro, he took it
to another level.
He knew what he was doing. He knows what he's doing now, fucking with Snoop, fucking with Billboard. I looked into it. People don't know that he's funded by the son of the owner of Universal. The guy funding him, I forgot his name. You know, he's a big music industry guy, so, you know, behind a lot of other acts, too. So I wouldn't even be surprised if people would do features with Tekashi, because person behind him is a big deal in the industry. And that's how politics and business works, bro. It's sad.
You know what?
Integrity don't mean shit.
I'm going to tell you this right now. When I blow up and make it in the industry, niggas ain't making no songs with anybody that made a song with Tekashi. If you made a song with Tekashi, I ain't making a song with you at all. You're moving goofy.
What message is sent to the... Because I see a lot of... Like, when I say kids, I mean, like, you know...
People that made songs with Tekashi before, you know, y'all got hypnotized, so I ain't going to blame y'all. You feel me?
16.
But now... Oh my God.
Kids like 16 to 24. I feel like really fuck with Tekashi.
Of course, man.
I feel like, what message does that send them? What does that say about us?
Let's all be snitch. Let's all be some snitches. You feel me? That's a lot of cheese. That's all shit of cheese. Ah! Fuck out of here. Boo! Fuck out of here, man. I'm telling you, man. I grew up a little different, bro. Like I said, niggas been watching them hood movies and all that shit, and you watching people that actually move and be about that lifestyle, bro, in them trenches, my nigga. That's just like, yo, all right. Them niggas is real gang gang. Like, on some real G shit, we should have, like, a statue when Bobby Shmurda come home. Like, we should all...
Now, is Bobby... Statue. This is what I haven't spoke about yet. Is Bobby going to get the same love as Tekashi when he gets home? Outside of New York.
Listen, Tekashi ain't getting no love from me at all. So when Bobby come, he getting love from me.
Let's say number-wise.
Number-wise? I hope so. I hope New York ain't stupid, nigga. Like... You know who's real right and who's not real right. And what's up? What are we going to go with?
I like what Don Q said. Don Q said he got all that jewelry, but he can't. How does it feel to have all that jewelry but not be able to go outside with it?
I don't think he should go outside, period.
I don't think he should be trolling the way he's doing it right now.
And I ain't even talking about the COVID-19 alone. Just don't go outside. Never, nigga. Never. Don't do nothing. Just stay what you're doing, making videos at home, and try to make your money. Because at the end of the day, niggas trying to make his money, go make your money, bro. You ain't making no type of money off of me, though. I'm not viewing your shit. I'm not respecting your shit or none of that, bro.
And I'm judging people that do it. I am. I'm judging people that ignore what he did. Because it's like...
Niggas letting it slide. What the fuck?
It's the same way I judge people who listen to R. Kelly still. It's like, really? There's certain shit is like, you can't separate it. You can't separate the music from, because the shit he's talking about, he's not about.
He's really not about anything he's saying, bro. I didn't even hear his last song. I only saw snippets on that fucking Instagram shit where he has the umbrella and has his face first, and then he turns the umbrella around and goes back and it's a rat. Like, I almost punched my phone screen. Shit was crazy, man. I almost broke my shit.
I'm not going to say names, but we know a nigga that low-key dry snitched on TV.
And we don't say no names.
Nah, we ain't going to say no names.
We say no names.
But after shit like that happens, you look at a nigga a whole different type of way.
You have to look at someone differently. You just have to, bro. Like, it's... I don't know, man. I really don't know, son.
Rest in peace to King Shooter. Davies, man. Davies was arrested yesterday.
That's a fucking fact. And a lot of y'all niggas got a lot of misinformation.
There's a lot of misinformation going on. Some of the rumors is like Davies had King Shooter killed, right?
Yeah.
Or like it was a retaliation against the Pop Smoke thing.
Yeah, I think it's just so fucking retarded. Y'all so quick to grab something. And yo, you know what's so funny too, man? I was trying to tag Dave East and I couldn't. And it showed that Davies doesn't allow people to tag him. I thought that was the most smartest shit Instagram just made just now.
Facts. I didn't even know that. That's lit.
Yo, I was like, wow, okay. So now I can already see, like, Davies is, like, already not with the bullshit because y'all niggas is talking wild and retarded, bro. But, like, at the end of the day, son, like, y'all niggas don't know nothing. Y'all be so quick to just grab something and jump with it, bro. Like, if y'all niggas was there, like, that's the crazy part, son. Rest in peace to my son, Shug.
And I don't know if he's out. I saw him on live. I didn't check it out, but, I know King Shooter's funeral was supposed to be today.
Yeah.
So I hope he made it, but that's regardless.
That's a fact. Police love to fuck with somebody. Love to fuck people. Don't know why. They got nothing to do. Got nothing to do, man.
And I know him and Nipsey's was close. I saw he lost another man close to him, too.
That was his boy.
So I definitely send, you know, is it, I gotta say no homo if I say send love to Davies? That no, I send love to Davies, no homo.
Not at all, bro. Hell no, man. You gotta show some condolences.
Send love. I'm sending love to Diddy also. Because I looked more into Andre Harrell. I remember the name. And that dude was the guy who kind of put Diddy on and who was able to sign Biggie.
I know that, man.
You know what I mean? So that big, we have Biggie because of Andre Harrell who passed away last week. So rest in peace to him.
Yeah.
And I know Diddy lost like a baby mom or a mother of his child also recently, Kim Porter. So. Diddy's a GOAT, low-key, you know?
He definitely is a GOAT, man. You gotta respect that, man.
All this King of New York talk is so annoying. You forget, like, some of these other niggas that...
actually put in work, my nigga.
...are still here. And my thing with the King of New York shit is, like, we're gonna say it's a different generation, right? We're not gonna say it's Jay or Nas. Let's say the younger niggas. It can't be niggas that have been out for a year, 2 years. It gotta be niggas that's 10 years, 5 years in the game. Like, any talk gotta be between, like, ASAP, Rock. From if you want to go from 2010 to 2020, it gotta be between Rocky. It gotta be between Rocky, Nicki, Ferg, French, as Fab. You know what I mean? Like consistent New York, relevant also.
Where Cole was born?
Technically North Carolina, but he reps Queens hard because he went to really school in Queens.
That's what I'm saying. He did rep Queens.
So I'll give it to Cole. If Cole wanted to claim it, fuck it.
You know what I'm saying? Cole is a real ass nigga, I tell you that, man. Shit.
He live in New York, I think. I be seeing pictures of him on a bike.
On the bike, on the regular, man. Like, what's up, dog? You know, so I don't think so now, man. I seen that picture, though. It was a little while back, but I don't think so now.
I seen a few, though. I ain't just see one. I saw a few.
COVID shit, man. This shit is annoying, dog.
You been catching up on any TV? We were talking about the Lil Dicky show.
Yeah, man, That show is fucking dope.
I'm not going to spoil the end for you, but the last episode is a phenomenal
episode. But that show, son, it's jokes to me. It's hilarious.
And it's not like over the top.
I feel like it's perfect for Lil Dicky. Just the way how he is as a rapper and his humor, his, you know, his charm, funniness, and ideas. It's like, you know, I can see him in the TV screen.
You know who's one of the main producers behind the show?
I'm gonna take a wild guess. Is it one of the guys that did the Lord of Squad with Tyler Creator?
No, I don't believe so.
Cause I think his boy's in.
Yeah,
there,
his
right?
boy, his boy's in there. Yeah, his boy's is his producer.
Like, what the fuck?
Facts. Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart.
That ass.
Wow.
He helped put that together with Lil Dicky. He funded his dream, basically.
That's dope. That's really dope, man. You'd be surprised where. That's what I'm saying, man. When you're in the music industry and you meet powerful friends that actually have money that can spend, and you think of this idea like, oh my God, it's my dreams. To them, it's like, it's $10 to me. Your dreams is $10.
If you make that connection where someone believes in you based off your talent too, it goes a long way.
You know,
because we can. I'm not gonna say Lil Dicky was dominant in rap game. He's nice though.
He is but nice.
And he had like a few, I would say, viral hits, but I wouldn't say he dominated as maybe he wanted to. But I think people recognizing his talent and how he moves made him.
He got my respect.
Made this possible. Yeah. Lil Dicky's more real than Tekashi, bro.
Yeah, he got my respect.
Lil Dicky's definitely more real than Tekashi.
Like
he's himself.
Here you go.
That's the definition of being real, being yourself.
Someone else that's coming up in the game that I've been listening to for a while, J.I. doing his thing too.
Prince J.I.
Mm-hmm.
I started to fuck with him. At first, I thought he sounded too much like A Boogie.
Me neither. Yeah, that's the same way. But I have to sometimes, I gotta get my ears outside the box and listen to a lot of people. And I actually listen to him doing all right. So I'm like, okay. You know, he got a good fan base as well. It all starts there. So you doing?
Yeah, it's mostly right. Women.
You know, and let me tell you this right now: women is the reason why numbers really go up.
Let me ask you a question: Is it easier for men to attract a female audience as opposed to women to attract a male audience? And I'll say in hip hop for now, not in music in total, just in hip hop.
Nah, in that case, it's 50-50 because, like,
you think so?
Yeah, man. Like, nothing now. Like, I can remember when Justin Bieber popped out and he had all the ladies, you feel me?
But what female had all the recently, like, what female had, like, all the niggas going, like, yo, like, maybe Meg, would you say? I don't see niggas jacking Meg like that though. Like, maybe that's just me.
But she's in that genre of like trying to grab that.
She can spit though.
She definitely. Yeah, all these people got bars. That's not even a question.
I think there's more talented women in the game than men right now.
They came along.
Like way. Doja Cat is super dope. Meg is dope.
My favorite, Young Melly. May.
You already know Young and May. Is, if you want to count her?
That's my favorite.
Rhapsody.
Yo. If you want to count her.
You're up. All right. I ain't gonna front. Younger May, shout out to her. She dropped a new EP today. New music came from Gunna. His album dropped. Styles P dropped the album. Conway the Machine dropped something this week.
I heard it. I can hear it again.
And Ludacris dropped his song with Lil Wayne. He premiered on IG Live the other day in his battle versus Nelly.
I think GOATs coming out and talking to the youngsters and shit like that is dope because they need to come out more. Help this generation out, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Luda had premiered a song with Chance and a song. There's a song he said he has with Russ. He's doing an album with Timbaland.
That's nice, man.
And then, you know, French got a song with Favio out and Mr. Swipey. He got a song with Lil TJ on Lil TJ's remix coming out. So there's some niggas that like are older and look out and collab with the new niggas. You feel me? Some niggas reach their hand out.
And not even with collaboration, man. Sometimes just like talk. You know, give some feedback and shit. Like not for nothing. Snoop Dogg, you know, he really be throwing out some live, he could be on live and just talking some shit, you know what I'm saying? But some shit that he be talking be some real shit, you know? Some people can learn from what he's saying or adjust to what he's saying.
Remember that clip that went kind of viral of Fat Joe even spitting game to Tekashi?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Like shit like that, where, and I understand sometimes being hesitant to collab with new artists because you have situations like Tekashi where they fuck it up for themselves and you look stupid.
Yeah, man.
So I now I'm understanding more of why sometimes you have niggas more hesitant. Like, all right, let's wait. Let them have a year at least in the game first.
Yeah, man. You don't know somebody just by their first song they play. Like you gotta give it some time. You know. Do y'all research, man. Like, see what they've been at, how they move, shit like that, man. I'm old school, man. I do my research, nigga. Google it, nigga. Google's the shit, bro.
I'm going to be honest. I have a rule now where if I can't tell something about you by your music, I'm not interested in you as an artist. I'll look more into you, but if you're telling me a story in your music about something you've been through, that's what made me fuck with Melly, because she has a song basically almost crying on the track where she's rapping, singing about an incident where she shot her friend by accident. And her friend stopped fucking with her and everybody stopped fucking with her, but she didn't even want to be in that situation that she was in. So I learned something and I'm like, okay, that's crazy. What the fuck? And then got more involved, got more interested. I should be able to tell something about you from your story. Like, Pop Smoke attracted me to him was PTSD. That's a real song. Like, you're talking about real trauma you went through. You feel me? Like, all right, he's not just a hype rapper. He got bars. Like,
yeah.
He had bars. Like,
nah, that's a fact, man. Rest in peace to my man. That's a lot of people we lost, man. That's some shit. We lost a lot of good people, man.
Rest in peace, Kobe. Rest in peace, Pop Smoke. Rest in peace, everybody, man.
Shit sucks. This is a bad year, man.
What's left to look forward to in 2020? That was another topic I had.
Oh, bet. Is this. Get it over with already. I want December to be done with. Shit, come already, man. Like, what's 21 already going to bring us? You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit need to everything get over with, man. Hate this shit. I can't even really go out and have fun, really, man. I know sometimes I be making moves and doing what I gotta do, but there's a lot of shit I wanna do more, but I just be hesitant, man. I'm like, damn, I don't even know, man. Like,
I tell myself every day I'm gonna take advantage. And I'm like, I'm gonna make at least like 2 beats every day. And then I'll, you know, after school, I'll have a little bit of time before I work. And I'll end up, you know, on YouTube for a few hours or on Hulu. So I think I'm gonna start making more changes, like maybe unplugging the TV and shit during the day.
Yeah.
Cause I gotta force myself to get into it. Sometimes I just be uninspired because it's not, we're not doing anything.
Yeah, it's hard,
you know that feeling when you came back from a party or a club and you're just hype. Mm-hmm. You went to like a showcase or a show or concert. Mm-hmm. You come back like, oh, nah. And
nowadays, the topic nowadays is OnlyFans from bitches shaking asses. That's the topic of the day. Everybody, yo, you seen that shit? Yo, y'all tuned in?
Me and Fax be on live cutting these bitches' asses.
I don't feel like... Never mind, I ain't even gonna say nothing. I'm just gonna say this.
I'm not judging no female getting OnlyFans, though. I think if you got bills, make your money. But it's kind of like when everybody had a SoundCloud at one point, and everybody, some niggas was just trash. Some of these bitches is trash. I seen an OnlyCounts a fan for like, she was charging $50, and she had like, some nigga screenshot and posted it. She had just like feet pics. And I'm like, you don't know what you're gonna get. It's like really entering a raffle. Like,
me personally, I don't know about the OnlyFans. I just see if y'all women do have OnlyFans. I just be clicking the link in y'all bios to see. I'm like, yo, let me see what she about. Is she a businesswoman or not? Nope, OnlyFans.
Maybe some free accounts, bro. I ain't gonna front. I'll put you on. Maybe some free accounts that be lit.
That's crazy. Free accounts. Oh, those are the hustlers.
Because they try to message you to get you to pay more for, like, the extra shit. But I'm good. I'm good with the subtle extra, you know what I mean? Because porn is always still free. You know what I mean? We got xnxx.com. Keep that on the low, guys.
Yo, this guy.
I'm one of the guys that think xnxx.com is better than Pornhub. But that's just me.
That is just you.
But I'm also one of the guys that think Lyft is better than Uber. So I guess, you know what I mean? I guess I'm against the grain. I got an Android. You know what I mean?
You know, it's actually way better than both of that shit.
Via?
Nope.
What?
Actual pussy. You know, when you're going inside an actual pussy, that's the wave.
Oh, you're talking about, yeah. Facts. facts. I told some shorty I'm talking to that I'm like, you know niggas fake it too, right? She's like, really? I'm like, there be times, bro, where like the pussy's not that lit and I'm fucking for like a good minute. Like if I'm fucking her for like 40 minutes and I don't even feel like I'm about to bust, I'll fake that shit if it's whack.
You know what? This is a funny topic, man. This is a very funny topic.
Because she was amazed, and I'm like, nah, nigga faked it with you. Because I was like, all girls fake it. She's like, no. And I'm like, you're lying. She's like, all right. Once, like, I'm like, no, it was more than once. Bitches be faking it all the time.
See, let me tell you something right now. Me, everybody know how I was back in the days. I was a monster. You feel me? I used to get any bitch I wanted. No funny shit, no cap. I ain't proud of it sometimes, so fake proud of it. But when you slow down, and I mean now me, where I'm at my mature state, where I'm done, like, I'm so picky now with females and bitches who I fuck with, it can be like a year, 2, 3 years where I don't get no type of ass. And some niggas be like, yo, you crazy? Oh, you fiending? I'm like, nah, I'm cooling.
Nah, I got the left and right hand.
That's what's up. But me, I be cooling, bro. I be working, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Working sometimes and getting money, substitute pussy. Like, especially if you got so much coming in, you'd be like, oh, shit. Then you start thinking the bigger picture, too. Like, all right, I got all this money now. Now I can start something, really. But sometimes most niggas that be fucking with bitches just be wanting to fuck with bitches and waste their time. Ain't no type of building, no chemistry. That's why sometimes these bitches be wanting out to be how they are. Me, if I was wanting to fuck with somebody, now that I'm at my age and the way how I'm thinking and shit, bro, I want to give somebody my time and all that and shit, but... Long story short, man, I ain't fucking a while, bro. And nigga, I think I busted like in 2 minutes. That was a new ass record for me. I was so surprised and shocked.
Nigga said 2 minutes.
Dead ass. I'm like, I need to hit this pussy up again.
I'm waiting
for round two.
I ain't on front.
Redeem myself, y'all.
I always make sure I jerk off before I fuck. Always.
I think the reason what it is for me, I think it was because of the Henny, I think. But I don't want to blame the Henny because Henny is a beautiful, powerful thing. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't going to blame the Henny. Nah. Henny didn't do nothing. Henny didn't do nothing. I just got to redeem myself. That's all of what it is.
It happens, bro. It happens.
Of course. Of course it happens. Let a nigga say, nah, it didn't happen. He jacking. I'm just going to laugh at y'all niggas sometimes. If you ain't real to yourself, I know you ain't real to your team. I'm going to keep that to 100, my nigga. Like, that's why I want people to recognize me, bro. Like, yo, Gene, that nigga's fucking hilarious. He a funny-ass nigga. But that nigga is real, bro. And that's a fucking fact. Why you think they call me who? Your boy Facts. Thank you.
Nah, bro. I'm gonna stop. I haven't done that shit in a while though. But bitches be thinking they pussy. Every bitch thinks they pussy is amazing because it's a pussy, and it's not. Like,
nah.
If you ain't got no skills, it's trash. And if you're one of those girls that, you know, quote unquote, don't suck dick, you better have a whole bag of tricks for me.
I just ate some pussy the first time, bro, yesterday.
For the first time?
For the first time.
Welcome to the fucking gang.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Now we got to get you to eat ass.
We're going to think about that, y'all. We're going to think about that, you know? And, you know, so funny? I ain't saying no names, but I've been talking to this girl for a while. And I was just like, damn. For some reason, I want to eat her pussy. Her vibe and shit is just so... It was dope. It was wavy. So I was like, yeah, I never ate pussy. I want to eat yours. Kept it straight up.
Every guy has that one girl that makes them want to eat pussy. And then you realize it's not as big a deal as you probably thought it was before.
And it was a good... It was a good pussy. It was a good pussy, though. Thank God. Thank you, God. Whew, thank God. It was a beautiful one.
The problem, though, is... Not the problem, but when you eat pussy... And it gets wetter, that's what low-key makes you nut faster when you fuck it.
Word?
Yes. Did you notice the pussy was a little bit wetter than normal?
Oh, man, that shit was soaking.
Because when you eat the
pussy... I didn't even ask if it was good or not.
When you eat the pussy, you nibble on the clit, you feel me, you put a thumb in the butt. All girls like thumb in the butt, even if they say they don't, that's a lie.
It's crazy.
I'm putting you on, bro, because I'm a professional. Look at my beard, bro.
Yo,
look at my facial hair right now.
Yo, right now...
I'm woofing.
I'm getting game right now.
Feel me? You better always put a thumb in the butt. Always put a thumb in the butt. Try to put like two fingers in the pussy and just nibble on the clit. Feel me?
Gotcha.
Going for maybe 5-10 minutes, whatever. You feel me? And when you fuck, it's going to be really wet. So that's why I say I usually jerk off before sex. But if you don't have the time, you know what I mean?
My dick wasn't probably.
No, what you got to do is you got to get head before
the first time it was a river.
You got to,
you know,
you got to get
inside a river.
You got
to
get
usually
head.
Usually goes into an ocean, you know,
because the head
it just went to a river.
Some good head will low key numb your dick a little bit and then you'll be able to go. Feel me? So get some head right before you go in there.
See. No, you talking like I don't know how to do my thing now. I know how to do my thing, bro. You hear me?
Nah, I ain't teaching you nothing, bro.
Hey, I know how to do my thing now.
Eating pussy, bro, opens a whole different side of a woman, bro.
That's all it is. That's all it was. I was like, you know what? It's about that time, right? Fuck it. COVID-19.
All right, bet. We back.
Back like we never left.
So, Future, right? Let me ask you how you feel about this. He had a... There was a DNA test for a girl claiming that she had his kid. And it came back that it's true. So, he tweeted... Don't ever get high and have sex with a dog face bitch.
God damn. Let me say something right now. High don't get you nowhere near to bad pussy, you hear me? That's only Hennessy and any other type of bad liquor.
I ain't gonna front, she's not like that ugly, but it was just like, what's up with this nigga, yo?
Why he mad for anyway, nigga? Like, you keep doing you, right? So, like, why are you mad that you're doing your fuck-ups?
I think you will learn after maybe the 7th kid to wear a condom.
Yo, man, this... He out of line. He had a line. I can see his frustration. I can see it, man. But at the end of the day, man, I don't know why you calling one of the mother of your kids a dog-faced bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't you know your kids gonna grow up and study you and see what the fuck you did, and they gonna come across
and tweets, Twitter never deletes anything.
You know, like, people don't really think when it's with anger, son. That's why I'm so good with just, like, woo-sah and shit, my nigga. Like, niggas need a woo-sah. For real. Because it seems like smoking ain't enough for y'all, so you need to smoke a blunt and then woo-sah, meditate, something.
Or wear a condom.
Ladies and gentlemen, or wear a condom. That's a fact.
After the fifth kid, maybe you learn a little lesson. That's just me. That's just me.
Wear a condom.
What's the first concert you want to see when shit opens back up?
I've never went to see this nigga once, but the amount of fucking rage I got in me right now, I just want to fucking break shit. I got to see Travis Scott. I got to, bro.
I like that.
I'm not going to hold you. That nigga know how to fucking party. And I'm trying to party, nigga. I ain't trying to go to a house party. Man, send me up, yo, bro. Nah, nigga. I'm cool, bro. I'm cool, nigga.
Nah, I ain't going to front. I'm going to every party when we show up. Yeah,
a lot of people saying that. I ain't one of them. Don't hit me up. Don't do none of that stuff.
But I'm waiting. I'm waiting 2 months.
2021. Hit me up.
I'm waiting 2 months. I want to see what happens to everybody else.
You special if you see me this year. I'm letting you know that right now. Fuck you thought. Stay away from me.
This year's all work, baby.
This year's leave me the fuck alone, baby. Fuck that. That's why y'all niggas be... This is a high rate of COVID-19s over here in New York. This is why. Since y'all niggas is waiting. Waiting for what? To all die together? Y'all niggas is wild.
Yo, bro, they've been going harder in the hood, though, than in white neighborhoods. Like, they've been beating us up for not social distancing. And you got mad white people.
Really?
Yeah, bro. In the Bronx, there was a few videos leaked. There was in the train, there was an incident where a black lady, she didn't have her mask on correctly, but she was with her kid in a stroller, and the cop went crazy on her, assaulted her and shit.
Oh, nah, that's not
cool. You feel me? Like, it's getting a little out of control. And
you said the police, though?
Hmm?
You said the police?
Yeah, bro.
That's nothing new, bro. Okay? You telling me anything what the police is doing, it's nothing new, bro. All right? These niggas is bitch-ass niggas.
That's
what they do, bro. That's when they sign a little, whatever the fuck they sign in to join the squad and whatever the fuck they think.
That's when they get their knee pads?
They definitely need knee pads.
That's when they get their knee pads?
That's a fucking fact. And the badge of honor of sucking dick? They love that shit. They be wearing that shit proudly, right?
That's a fact.
Bitch ass niggas, man. If only niggas was... Because listen. There's a couple cops I know is pretty dope.
And I think we do need cops.
You understand? Oh, we definitely do. That's why. If we have cops, come on now. We'll be going crazy, y'all. And I'm just talking about just New York, man. Just imagine the world with no law, no order.
Purge.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit gonna be getting wild, man. So I understand that like I said, sometimes with cops be having frustration. I understand that. Sometimes y'all niggas gotta be cool, calm, collected when it comes to situations like this. Not everything has to be rah, 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 bark, bark, bark. You know what I'm saying? How you doing, sir? What happened, sir? What's the problem? Bop, bop, bop. You know what I'm saying? You show that respect. But even though sometimes people do show that respect and that cop is a fucking asshole, that's what pisses me the fuck off. It's like, even though we are showing you some type of respect, And trying to see what the fuck is wrong and why you stopping me or why you asking questions or yada yada the case may be, you're not even trying to work with me. You're already in a high ass temper, upset, and no type of professional. Like, so this is why I got my middle finger in the sky whenever NYPD say hi. Cause these niggas can all what? Die, my nigga. You hear me? I don't like these niggas.
Niggas, I don't like these niggas, dog. Let's celebrate some good shit, some good news, because that was a lot of, you know, bad news throughout the episode. Not bad news, but, you know, fuck shit.
Yeah, whenever we talk about cops, it's fuck shit.
And we talk about snitches. Jay-Z. Jay-Z, Curry, he made a playlist of his favorite songs of the year so far. On It, Lil Baby, Polo G, Weeknd, Drake, J Electronica, Westside Gunn. Lil Baby's on it the most, though. He has, like, three songs on here.
Shout out Lil Baby.
Then you got two Westside Gunn songs. So, I mean, how do you feel, like, when you see older dudes showing love to the younger dudes, like, when they don't really have to at that level? And what is that, like, as an artist for you, how would you feel getting recognized by, like, 50 Cent one day? Like, what would that mean to you?
Well, to me, I don't know how it'll be with other people, but 50 Cent personally made music with Eminem and sat down with Dr. Dre and understand what a GOAT is. So, me personally, I'll be hyped. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, 50 Cent, you did your thing too. You know what I'm saying? But you got some knowledge on the GOAT. Like, how he did this, how he did that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got questions more on Eminem than he got questions probably with me. That's the crazy part. But I'll probably be hype as fuck, man.
What if it was an artist that's like an OG, but you didn't really grow up or you wasn't really jacking like that? Would you still appreciate it? You still want to learn? Like, is that...
Shout out Mr. Cheeks. That's a fucking fact, man. I did one of my shows, my first shows ever, me
performing. Shout out Mr. Cheeks. My brother's man's with him, too.
You know what I'm saying? My first ever little performance I did was at the Tavern Lounge. That's a throwback spot, man. Shout out to the Ryan Show. And they had me over there, and Mr. Cheeks was there, man, and all the L family. And, bro, it was good vibes, man. And like I said, I didn't really know personally Cheeks, man. But when I got there, I wanted to know my history. I wanted to know what he was doing and shit. And he the OG.
You looked it up?
You know what I'm saying? He did my thing. Did a little something.
He got a, well, not him, but his group. They do have a classic song, Renee. I believe that was his
song. Got a couple classic songs,
yeah.
Bro.
Queens, you know what I mean?
They be dropping his music all the time, man. Like I said, shout out to the Ryan Show, man. Shout out to Mr. Cheeks, man. Shout out to Hampton's Dave. They doing a thing, man. Don't worry, man. I'm gonna bring out some more heat for y'all, man. Trust and believe that.
What do you think you're trying to do first? When everything's done recording, you trying to get your, are you eager to perform? Because now we can't even go out. Are you just more focused on trying to get people to hear you and shoot visuals and focus on more.
There you go. That's the key, right?
Internet.
It's with the visuals, man. It has to be. I already got good music. I'm gonna put that out there right now. I got good music. You know, link in my bio on my page, and like I said, yourboy_facts Instagram only. Link in my bio. Go straight to my SoundCloud and show you some music I have there, man. I got good music. I just want to make visuals now.
So, like in my school, right? They taught us for a resume. The average time somebody looks at a resume is like 6 seconds. So for a video, I assume it's kind of the same. You get 6 seconds before someone's either in invested or it's clipped. In the first 6 seconds, what would you want to do to keep people invested? You don't have to leak any songs. You could just think of any concepts you have. I don't know if I've ever asked you that before.
If I had just a 6 second chance, I probably would have to say like a fancy ass ad lib. Something off the rip. You know what I'm saying? Something out of the normal and shit. Link's like, what the fuck you just said? And then they want to listen to. 6 seconds, that ain't much. I can give you my image.
It's
though.
Not, but sometimes I like to compare music because our industry is a little different that we're trying to get into and podcasts is a little different. Than like the average 9-to-5 type shit. But you can compare certain elements to it to succeed. So people do have that short attention span where you watch a video or you listen to a song and you know it's hot or not by maybe the first 10 seconds of the beat or the first verse.
That's very true.
Right? Even for you personally, probably, right?
Because I just remember, you just put me onto Jack Boy Murder.
Yeah.
And I just, once I heard the beat, I was like, that Jack Boy? That's the crazy part, you know what I'm saying? I didn't even know a hole in the wall, and it was. And I was just like, oh, shit, this beat is tough. So I understand. Like, it's certain things you have in 6 seconds. Like I said, you can have that one catch-ass phrase, little ad-lib real quick, your image, just, like, something that's just probably of what the cameraman is doing, showing you the angles and shit, you know what I'm saying? And
getting tatted all over your face and getting rainbow hair.
You know, do what you got to do to get what you want. What fan base you trying to bring. You know, like, Me, I'm trying to be everywhere. I want everyone to listen to my music. You know, like, I don't got no fucking genre I want to be stuck to. Oh, he's a rapper only. No, bro. Like, I'm an artist.
I was debating that with somebody because he said he took that as an insult when I said, like, yo, you're an artist. You're not a rapper. Because he does, like, the singing rapping thing. And he was kind of like, nah, bro, I'm a rapper. I'm nice. And I'm like, I'm not trying to diss you, you know what I'm just saying?
Yeah.
But I guess some people take it the wrong way.
I don't know. I wouldn't have took it as the wrong way. I would have been like, okay, you see where I'm progressing at it, and my abilities is more than just rapping. You know what I'm saying? Like, remember, man, it's more than just rapping when you want to catch somebody's eye, bro. You gotta have moves. You know what I'm saying? Have movements. You gotta have that voice, that background. Any little thing that captures something that's like, yo, this nigga's unique, that's all you need.
As like a fan, right, watching a lot of the new artists come up, I feel like a lot of them don't learn from the mistakes of other people before them. Mm. As far as dealing with labels and shit. Designer, right, he just did an interview talking about getting off good music because they were making him ghostwrite. But his music, they kept shelving and pushing it back. Mm. Next thing you know, it's 5 years later. So... Well, in the meantime, he said he was investing in real estate and he was doing shit, good shit with his money. But basically, you know, he kind of got used. You know what I mean? Like, they did a whole 7-song release thing and he wasn't included in that.
That sucks, man.
You know, he said he's still cool with Pusha T. But you see shit like that. You see what happened with Meg Thee Stallion earlier this year where they was like trying to put a hold on her music coming out. When you go into a label, if a label approaches you, personally, you, because I'm going to be involved with it also, if I'm at your back, but do you think other people's experiences matter, or are you more concerned about just what's in front of you?
I like that question, and I think my answer is what's in front of me, what I got right now, because I'm more leaning towards no label. I want us to all blow up and pop without doing it, because you can do it now. People are telling you and showing you can do it. So... I want y'all niggas to know this right now, man. I'm not big time blown up, but I got people that listens to my music on the daily and inspires me to make more music for them. So just continue doing you and don't give up, bro. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna get your time to shine, because at the end of the day, if you put into work is going to always show, bro.
I think I can tell a lot about artists when they say they want to sign to a label, because that means to me that they're lazy. And I'll tell you that because... Nowadays, there's like TuneCore, there's DistroKid. There's so many platforms for you to get your music on streaming to be on the same level as major artists. And it's about just putting that work in to get your audience up. You wanting to go to a label just means you want them to do all the hard work for you.
Yeah, and you're missing.
Which means they're gonna own everything.
All right. If people who join a label, sometimes they really need the money right away. Sometimes you have to look at it as that. So I'm gonna always look at it as that. I'm one of the type of people that can put my feet in people's shoes and just see a glimpse. Not see your whole lifestyle, but just to see how, like, what's up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But me personally, you're taking the fun out of it if you join a label. Like, I want to grind with my team. You know what I'm saying? And have those big-ass memories. Like, yo, I remember we were doing this and that and this and that. Eating over here, eating over there, smoking there, fucking these bitches, fucking this. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's more fun when you're doing it with the come up, and then when you know you actually made it, and like for me personally, I know I'm gonna have that moment where I just look back and see the whole team winning. Shit, I might shed a tear. Like it's gonna be a beautiful fucking feeling for me, cause I've been right now rapping for a long time, son, 10 years already, and I'm willing to put another 10 years if I have to. So I'm out here, trust and believe that, man. And we
now we were talking about this before, but it kind of leads into this topic. Would you rather, maybe not even just you, but let's say in general, would you rather be long-term underground, but, you know, you maintain you had a good career, you know, you're able to live off your music, and, you know, you've been consistent, and you're, you know, 10 years, 5 years in, or be like that dude that pops off the one song, but then has all the pressure to follow it up?
Man, so I'm telling you. That's another good one right there, man, because one, as an artist standpoint, when you had that one hit wonder, you just want another hit. So you want to keep on trying, and then when it doesn't work out, you feel that failure. And like me personally, like, I don't think people are failures. You know, whatever the fuck y'all make, just have that same energy. Like, go back and listen to the song. Listen to what you did and created.
I think some artists that popped off of one song have been able to maintain it better than others. Like, I think Young and May has been doing better than
a lot of people.
Yeah, that popped off of one song and aren't as relevant today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she was able to sustain it and also invest in other shit. Like, she's doing porn now. Now, she's not doing porn. She's directing porn. I'm sorry. Don't come for me, Dykes.
You're up. Can't stand this guy.
Yeah. But, you know, you got dudes like Fetty Wap. No disrespect to Fetty Wap, because I think he's talented as fuck. I know he said he had label issues too, but I just feel like he could have did a better job sustaining his momentum.
Yeah, man, he was in a really good position.
And he had more than one. Like, Trap Queen was cool, but then you had the My Way with the Drake stamp on it. Then what was it, the 679 joint? You know?
Hey, sometimes people fall under pressure too.
That's true.
It's the main thing as well, man. Sometimes people be like, yo, I didn't even expect me to blow up like this. Some people make songs that's just, okay, I'm just making a song. And then when they do blow up and shit with the song, they're like, holy shit, now let me make a music video. And when you make the music video, it's even more blown up. You're like, oh, shit. Like, you know, remember, when it just takes one song, man, to change your motherfucking life. And that's the, believe it or not, it is a scary thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to see who's really about you. You're going to see who's really down and all that, man. And new obstacles in the way, too, because more money, more problems, right?
That's a fact. Money doesn't solve all the... I don't have all the money. I'm broke. But I know money doesn't solve problems. Money just creates more problems and more different situations to be in.
Me too, man. I wish I was back in the days, man. Like, really back, way back into time. Where niggas ain't have to pay no rent and shit because niggas is living in caves. And that was the lifestyle back in the days. You feel me? I just wish we had the technology though back then. Just everything free. We all good, nigga. This is land. This is nature. We ain't make this, nigga. We're here on Earth. Like, we should cherish Earth and all that, too.
There was a part of me that wished social media didn't grow as big as it did. I remember even when MySpace was popping, it wasn't, like, that big a factor in our lives. We had to go on the computer. Now everything's in your phone. People are more concerned about how they look on Instagram than how they look in real life.
Listen, you know the sad part right now? A nigga would take out his phone and record you getting beat up, then actually help you or stop the fight. They want to record, they want to see what's up first before anything.
How do you feel about people who record cop abuse? I'm on a fence where I feel like they can't really step in those situations. Sometimes if you see, you just have to record it because it's a cop.
Yeah, sometimes because, you know, cops be abusing the law. You know what I'm saying?
And if you try to intervene in it, it can make it worse.
Yeah, you know, it's just a fucked up situation. At the end of the day, just a fucked up. You know, if you have a selfie stick, man, just be far. But have that selfie stick, nigga, and capture everything, nigga. Have your phone up top. See the shit that we can't really see and shit. How they stepping on people's necks and shit and can't let them breathe and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like that shit, man. Fuck, we killing people for no reason, man. Just because of miscommunication, bro. Because most of the times, police brutality happens, miscommunication. Niggas have an argument. Oh, nah, you want me to do this, you want me to do that. Nah, I got this right, I got that right. Now he upset. Hey, this fucking guy playing with me, man. It's not the day right now.
It's a miscommunication, misunderstanding. You know, you got cops that never been in the city before in, like, the most craziest neighborhoods.
That's true. You know, I really hope when it's an NYPD person in that uniform is actually a nigga that's been in these streets that actually know about home. Because, like, the way how niggas be doing things, though, is just make me feel like, nah. You
get that one nigga from Texas that just don't know how shit go in New York.
You got 1 year, 1 year cops in shooting people and shit. He's not even fully trained.
I also don't think cops that's only been enforced for a year should get guns. I understand they take their lives in danger. I understand that. But they shouldn't be in a position where they have somebody else's life in their hands.
Yeah, because that makes the person nervous, bro. Especially when a Just imagine, man, you're just talking to a cop, and for some reason, he just goes out and grabs his gun. Not to pull it out, but he just has his hand on
his gun. Bro, there was a video that leaked, I believe it was earlier this year or late last year, of, like, some cops just fucking with kids on some train stop in Flatbush or downtown Brooklyn. They were just fucking with them, and then they started beating up a group of kids. They sucker punched one kid. Other kid got involved, and, like, they were, like, high school kids.
Sad, man. It's sad. I mean, New York, we standing up still. We out here. So West is just another day, another dollar. Same shit, different toilet. I'm gonna hold out, though.
I'm probably gonna post this episode today. Oh, no, today's Friday.
Ross up, Ross up.
But.
That's that weed smoke, right?
Facts.
All right.
No corona. Tomorrow, I'm smacked. What's the date tomorrow? 23rd. Tomorrow, 23rd. Saturday, yep. 6 p.m. on IG Live at Frost Talk Podcast. We're doing a live battle. We're going to be fab. Our opponent is called the People Talking Podcast. They're going to be the game. Fab versus game.
Fab, man. Fab team over here.
They're based out of Philly. Shout out to them, though. Fab got this, though, man. Fab has... I hate the disrespect New Yorkers get out of New York. Like, we're not going to pretend Fab ain't have more radio hits to the game. And the freestyles is ridiculous.
Can we agree that Fab's a legend?
Yeah. Can we agree that he's maybe top three most consistent in his career? 20 years in the game, he has not been irrelevant in 1 year of the game. He's always on a feature.
He definitely did his thing. What was it? It's called a Cold Summer Shootout or something like that?
Yeah.
Fire.
He got this whole collection of soul tapes. That is fire.
Oh, man. Now you bringing it back. They don't want that Fab now.
Facts. You remember when La Marina was open and he had a song, You've Been at La Marina All Summer? The Cuffin' Season song.
That's a fact. Cuffin' Season. That's actually a nice-ass song, too. I ain't gonna hold you.
Fab got joints that bring you back to the time when it came out.
Mm-hmm. You got that old soul, man.
Where it's like, when you hear the song, you remember where you was at.
Brooklyn.
You remember the time. You remember you was going out smoking hookah.
Brooklyn. East New York shit, man.
Facts, bro. Ah, man, I'm ran out of topics, bro. It's a good episode. It's a
very good episode.
Anything you want to get off your chest?
New music on the way.
New music on the way from Fax. Follow your boy, Fax.
New music's on the way, of course. In the studio, actually, tomorrow with the guys. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I can't wait, man. Like he said before, Slow Wine. I think that's going to be a song that you guys are going to bump in the summer, man. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, shit dies down and shit can clear out where y'all can, you know, move your bodies and shake it. Because this is the first time I actually made a type song that's for the movement. You know what I'm saying? Like, it got bars, don't get me wrong. But it's more of it's a body song. You know what I'm saying? I want your bodies to relax and enjoy the music instead of the ears and the mind. You know what I'm saying? So it's different.
Definitely a whole different vibe.
Definitely, man.
Listen, guys. This has been Frost Talk. This is our 40th episode. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Smoke a spliff. Smoke a blunt.
Whatever you do to get high.
With weed.
Please.
And remember, when you eat the pussy, you gotta put a thumb in the butt. They like the thumb in the butt.